U.S. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland approved on Wednesday a new constitution for the Cherokee Nation, one that ensures full citizenship for descendants of freedmen. Haaland was confirmed as Interior Secretary March 15th, and the agency said Cherokee Nation submitted the constitution for approval March 12th.
To the surprise of no one, and a Native American woman gets in there and gets it done in a few weeks, what it took previous leaders years to work on. So I'm proud of her. I think it shows her dedication to serving Indian country and the United States.
That's Cherokee Nation Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. Haaland said in a statement the new constitution fulfills Cherokee Nation's obligations to its freedmen, and she encouraged other tribes to take similar steps. Earlier this year, upon request of Attorney General Sarah Hill, the Cherokee Nation Supreme Court struck the words "by blood" from the Constitution, following a 2017 federal court ruling that the tribe's treaty with the U.S. does not allow them to deny full citizenship to descendants of formerly enslaved black people. A 2007 referendum to Cherokee Nation's 1999 Constitution had denied freedmen their citizenship. Hoskin said Haaland's approval doesn't really change anything about how Cherokee Nation operates, but it is something to celebrate.
My view has always been that the federal government's need to affirm our Constitution is very paternalistic in nature. It's really a product of a bygone era, thank goodness. But it's one that, because federal law still requires it, we wanted to make sure it happened. So I think it's largely symbolic.
Cherokee Nation counts about 8,500 enrolled citizens of freedmen descent. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.